This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Central Command said U.S. forces carried out airstrikes late Wednesday on 14 Houthi missile sites in western Yemen. In a statement, U.S. CENTCOM said the missiles were loaded to be fired and were an imminent threat to merchant vessels and U.S. Navy ships in the region. In the same statement, U.S. CENTCOM Commander Michael Eric Carrillo said the actions by the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels continue to endanger international mariners and disrupt the commercial shipping lanes in the southern Red Sea and adjacent waterways. VOA's national security reporter Jeff Selden gave VOA's International Edition program details about this latest attack on the Houthis.
The U.S. Central Command, which oversees U.S. military operations in the Middle East and South Asia, confirmed late Wednesday night U.S. time that it has carried out strikes. 14 Houthi missile launchers or locations where the Houthis had missiles that had been loaded onto launch rails and were ready to be fired. They said that these missiles presented an imminent threat to merchant ships in the region, in the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden, as well as to U.S. Navy vessels.
The U.S. strikes were the fourth direct action, including those taken alongside British forces against Houthi sites in Yemen. Palestinian medics say an Israeli airstrike on a home in Gaza killed 16 people, half of them children, in the besieged Gaza town of Rafah. Meanwhile, a deal struck between Israel and Hamas will bring medicine into Gaza. AP's Charles Iledesma reports.
The agreement supplies both the hostages held by Hamas and Gaza residents. A senior Hamas official said on Wednesday that for each box of medicine provided to the hostages, 1,000 boxes would be sent for use by Palestinian civilians. The arrangement comes more than 100 days into a conflict that shows no sign of ending and has inflamed tensions across the Middle East. Gaza's health ministry says the Palestinian death toll has surpassed 24,000 people. In Israel, around 1,200 people were killed during Hamas's October 7 attack that sparked the war. Some 250 people were taken hostage. I'm Charles Duletesma.
This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak defeated a conservative rebellion within his own party in Parliament Wednesday regarding his plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda, winning a policy victory that cost him politically. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has details.
The lower house of Britain's Parliament on Wednesday passed Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's controversial Rwanda scheme, which would allow Britain to send asylum seekers to Rwanda. In a nutshell, the bill aims to override a decision by the UK Supreme Court in November that declares it unlawful to send asylum seekers to the East African country. Sunak has made stopping asylum seekers crossing over from France in small boats a central aim of his government. In the past 2 days, Conservative Party rebels voiced their opposition to the bill and expressed fury at what they saw as Sunak's disregard for their concerns. Right-wing critics say the bill doesn't go far enough and that there are loopholes which will be seized upon by asylum seekers to stop their deportation. In the end, only 11 of Tuesday's almost 60 rebels voted against the bill.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. Japan is counting down to a precision landing of a spacecraft on the moon Friday as it aims to become the fifth country to achieve a lunar landing in what would be a boost for a space program that suffered a wave of setbacks and eclipsed by rival China. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency probe aims to land within 100 meters or 328 feet of its target. The agency says the technology is unprecedented and essential in the search for moon water and human habitability. If successful, it would be a boost for a space program that suffered a wave of setbacks and has been eclipsed by rival China. The probe will start a 20-minute touchdown phase from 1500 GMT on Friday. It will try to land on a target site roughly the size of two athletic tracks on the slope of a crater just south of the lunar equator. Tokyo is looking to play a bigger role in space, partnering with close ally Washington to respond to China.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane To reporting. Pakistan said Thursday its military carried out strikes against terrorist hideouts in neighboring Iran, 2 days after Tehran bombed what it said were Iranian terrorists sheltering on Pakistani soil. The Pakistan Ministry of Foreign Affairs said its highly coordinated and specifically targeted precision military strikes killed a number of terrorists in Iran's border province of Sistan-Baluchistan. The ministry said the action was codenamed Death to Terrorists. The ministry said Pakistan fully respects the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The sole object of the act was in pursuit of Pakistan's own security. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.